12강 유형 기출 맛보기
The impact of color has been studied for decades. For example, in a factory, the temperature was maintained at 72 degrees Fahrenheit, and the walls were painted a cool blue-green. The employees complained of the cold. The temperature was maintained at the same level, but the walls were painted a warm coral. The employees stopped complaining about the temperature and reported they were quite comfortable. The psychological effects of warm and cool hues seemed to be used effectively by the coaches of the Notre Dame football team. The locker rooms used for halftime breaks were reportedly painted to take advantage of the emotional impact of certain hues. The home team room was painted a bright red, which kept team members excited or even angered. The visiting team room was painted a blue-green, which had a calming effect on the team members. The success of this application of color can be noted in the record set by Notre Dame football teams. Read and apply.
1. Keynes, a well-known English economist, said that when employment levels are high, people spend their earnings at a regular pace. Thus, money is distributed evenly throughout the economy. Yet, this system can be easily disturbed. If something occurs to make consumers lose confidence in the economy, their typical reaction will be to save their money rather than spend it. When one person starts saving money, someone else's earnings decrease. This, in turn, causes that person to save their earnings, initiating a dangerous economic cycle. To solve this problem, Keynes proposed the bank should increase the money supply. This would increase consumer confidence, encouraging people to spend their money again and refreshing the economy.
Two. Most economists assume that people pursue things like money or power, but don't really care how they obtain them. However, modern research shows that the process does matter. For example, though a decision has been made against our favor, we don't feel as bad if it was reached in a fair and transparent way. Also, we often feel annoyed by unclear or arbitrary procedures, even when we benefit from the result. Think about when someone suddenly concedes your point in an argument. It seems like something's not right. It is as if a crucial step was skipped. In political science, this is called the fair process effect. People respect open and legitimate electoral systems, even when their favorite candidate doesn't win.
1. An experiment has shown that mental stress causes people to take in more calories. Researchers gave participants three tasks, each with a different stress level. The first task was just sitting and relaxing, and the second was reading and summarizing a text. The third task was the most stressful, a series of tests on memory and attention. The participants spent 45 minutes completing each task. After each one, they were allowed to eat as much food as they wanted from a buffet. The researchers observed an interesting pattern in the participants. Despite the fact that the tasks all required the same amount of physical energy, participants ate an average of 203 extra calories after performing the summarizing activity and 253 extra calories after working on the memory tests.
2. Everything from shoes to cars can be made with a 3D printer. The most radical application of the technology is to print food that could help overcome world hunger. The world population could grow to 12 billion people by the end of the century. Researchers anticipate this will strain the Earth's resources and make basic necessities like food hard to obtain. However, 3D printers can help. Unlike traditional printers, they use edible, mostly powdered ingredients, not ink. Once the objects are printed in 3D form, we can actually eat them. Thus, they serve as a meal substitution food. Using this technology to make food would also minimize waste. Plus, food could be made from things we usually consider inedible. For example, insects, dehydrated grass, and algae could be powdered and 3D printed into a nutritious snack.
3. Due to environmental destruction caused by humans, more and more animals are faced with the possibility of extinction. No species can continue to exist when its ecosystem is destroyed. To help these species avoid extinction, humans have created artificial habitats where endangered animals can live and breed. Eventually, as their numbers increase, their young offspring can be released back into the wild. Yet some people feel that animals lose their natural ability to defend themselves after being kept and protected in a confined area for a long time. Returned to their natural environment, they may not be able to survive. Therefore, instead of sending captive-bred endangered animals back into the wild, some zoos use these animals in exchange programs, in which they are sent to other zoos that have a shortage of a particular species. This way, their survival will be ensured, and zoos need not take more animals from the wild.